He placed the fear of them in all living beings. Did not Yahweh do that? He placed the fear of man into every living being. I do not care. I was speaking with someone. I believe it was little Nathan. We were talking about a pride of lions. And I was telling him that everything there is, I don't care what it is, it fears man. I don't care if it's a pack of lions. It is something about the presence of man that it fears. Now, not to say that it will not destroy a man. But it's something about the living creatures. It's something about man that Yahweh has given unto man that he's placed in every living creature that they fear man. They literally fear man. The sound of a man's voice will cause a pack of elephants to turn. Just the sound of a shout will cause a lion or a lioness to run. Now, that is not to say that the beast will not attack man. But what Yahweh has done, he has put in every creature, he has put the fear of man in those creatures. Everything. You take those powerful dogs over there, if they wanted to, they could literally crush my throat. They could, if they both attacked me. But yet there's a fear there. A man. Just the water hose caused them the fear. Do you all believe that? I do. And he granted them dominion over all beasts. Now, did Yahweh do that? Does man possess dominion over all beasts? He does. We believe all that. I believe that's consistent with what we read in the Tanakh and the Torah. You believe that in the renewed covenant? I believe it's consistent. He made for them tongue and eyes. Did he not do that? He gave them ear and a mind for thinking. I believe that's consistent with Scripture. He also says this now. He filled them with knowledge. Yahweh just simply filled man with knowledge and understanding. And this is what he did. And he showed them that which was tov and ra, or good and evil. He showed them that. He did not fill man with that. Now, what has caused that? What has caused men to do evil and to have this propensity and this knowledge of evil today? Because they defied what Yahweh said. Because of every tree of the garden, man had the power to eat, except of that one, of the tree of tov and ra, of evil. And he defied Almighty Yahweh. And so when we have today this religious, dogmatic religiosity, it is an evil doctrine today. It is another doctrine that brings a man to the place of submission unto Almighty Yahweh. It does not bring a man to the presence of Almighty Yahweh, but it calls men to separate from the Creator. There's no love for the Creator. There's love for the creature more than the Creator. There's no excitement about Almighty Yahweh. The heart is not warm to Yahweh at all. And I'm speaking to us. Your heart is not warm to Yahweh. It's one thing that Yahweh says, that HaMashiach tells us, take heed that no man deceives us. What shall be the sign of the coming? And he wants us to take heed that no man deceives us. But Yahshua also deals with the hidden man, shall with the hidden man of our own land, doesn't he? Now that is the man that deceives you, the hidden man of your heart, that deceitful man, that corrupt, hidden nature. And that is what deceives us. And remove us away from truth. And for some reason we think that he's always going to excuse us. But I tell you, he is not going to excuse us. Not one bit at all. So he gave man knowledge and understanding. And he showed them. He said, now that is not right. And that is not the best for you. And that is evil. And he says to us today, the knowledge today, he tells us to buy the truth. Buy the truth, because in that you find the data, the knowledge of Yahweh. In his truth you find the experience, how Yahweh has dealt with the people. How he has dealt with a believing people and an unbelieving people. How he's dealt with a rebellious people and a people that were submissive. How he's dealt with the people that loved him and the people that despise him. And so when you understand this truth, you buy it. You give yourself over to understand it. Let it become an intricate part of your life, that it shall sustain you in the midst of battles and great afflictions. This is not a people or a generation that will do that. So we don't like to buy truth. We don't like the truth of ourselves, do we? So we don't buy that. But it's one thing about you, not your neighbor, you. You will buy the truth, or you perceive the truth, of your sister or your brother, will you not? But you will not buy the truth of yourself. I want to show you something. I want to read this. I think it's very, it's wonderful. I want to read this. It says this. It's in the Apocrypha. I want to read this in Baruch. Baruch. It says this. Hallelujah. Listen to this. On the sons of Hagar that seek wisdom and understanding on the earth, the merchants of Miran and of Teman, the authors of fables now, and the seekers out of understanding, none of these have known the way of wisdom or remember the paths of wisdom. They don't even know the way of wisdom now. They don't even know the paths of wisdom. He says, O Israel, how great is the house of Yahweh, and how large is the place of his possession. Great and has no end. High and immeasurable. There were mighty men or giants, famous from the beginning. And scripture talks about that. And were of so great stature, so expert in war. We saw that with David and Goliath. They were experts. The Philistines, powerful men. He says this, look at this. Those did not Yahweh choose. He didn't choose them. Neither gave he the way of Radha, understanding, to them. He didn't give them that. But they were destroyed. Why? Because they had no wisdom, and they perished in their own foolishness. In their own frivolity, they perished. He did not give them understanding and knowledge. The many Yahweh has not given knowledge, and they perish because they have not the knowledge of the Most High, and they perish in their own foolishness. We can't sit, but yet we don't hear. Because when one hears, they apply the principles to their life, and they will see whether it is of Yahweh, whether they are operative, whether they work or not. We just don't do that. Hallelujah. We just don't do that. We are an emotional people. And there's a profound utterance in the Apocrypha that talks about that. We are an emotional people. But when it comes to the practical applications of Almighty Yahweh, we tend to have a disdain for that. You know, it's there, but it's not applicable. It's not applicable for us. It doesn't work. But it does. He did not give them knowledge of the Most High. He did not give them the doubt of the experience that he gave Israel. He did not give them the understanding. This is a generation that is so profoundly ignorant and so dumb. It is pathetic. The mindset of this generation, it takes nothing. Listen to me. It takes a small trinket to bemuse you. And you're taken by that. It takes just a little coercing of your corrupt flesh. That's all it takes. Whether we accept that or not, that's why we need the mind of HaMashiach. Jotan offered him all the kingdoms, did he not? Did he show him all the kingdoms in the moment of time? Did he not show him everything? Did he not say the power and every kind of glory? I use that in that expression. Will I give this all unto you? But there's only one command. You must bow down and worship me. You think he would have literally gave it to him if he bowed down? You think he'd have been the ruler of the world? Well, certainly not. He would have not been. Because Shaitan is not going to fall down or remove himself from his place, his perk, no more than he's going to give Bill Gates all the money in the world. No more than he's going to give Warren Buffett all the money. No more than he's going to give the oligarchies all the money. No more than he's going to give the Zionists all the money in Israel. He's not going to do that. He's not. Was he subtle? Was he a liar from the beginning? Was he deceived? Was he demented? He wouldn't have gave him nothing. Nothing. He would have not given him anything. He says, in my power, to whom I give. Now I got the power to do that. And he doesn't give it to everyone. He gives a little bit. Why does he do that? Because he keeps the controversy. He wants to keep it this way. And he has the space of time to do that. And he's going to do it too. And that's the truth. I'm going to close with a few verses. We see most of the world. We see people in many parts of the world that they are. I use the word. Do you understand what the word abject mean? Abject. It is below. It is beneath what we will call the worst. When someone is in abject poverty, they are below poverty. Do you understand that? That there is nothing to destroy their lives or their livelihood, but something beneath poverty. Now, how do you get beneath poverty? It is a life that is dominated by poverty and stench of death. And we find a world today not only in the natural but the spiritual realm. It is a world that is in, it is a world of poverty. A little folding of hand, a little sleep, a little lying down. Then what comes to poverty? There's no delight in Yahweh. There's no great love for His truth. There is no burning passion for Him at all, is it? Come on, judge your own heart. See if you have a great passion for Yahweh. See if you, if your heart, if when you hear the words of Yahweh, that it causes your heart to just be fluttered, a flutter with an over-fluttering desire to just bless Him. Just ask yourself that question. All right? Don't kid yourself. One thing, don't deceive yourself, all right? I want to read this in my closing. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful verse here I want to read. It says this. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 4 and verse 22. Yahweh says that my people is foolish. They have known me. Jeremiah 4:22. Is this talking about his people? Is this talking about his people? He said, my people is foolish. They have not known me. And they are sottish children, ignorant. They are wise. They have no understanding. They are wise to do evil. But to do yada right, they have no knowledge. Now this, does this imply us here or some other people? You mean we are people that's wise to do evil? We cannot recognize. You see, they have but to do right. That yada, to do right, is that they're able to recognize and to admit and to acknowledge their wrong. We're not very good at that, are we? We're not very good at that, are we? No, we're not. We're not a people that love to confess. Scripture tells us in Yaakov that we confess our faults one unto another. Now, that's what that righteousness or that right that yada is, that we confess to know or to be skillful. And we're not a people that do that before Yahweh. Because our emotions tend to override what Yahweh says. I want to say this in my closing. We are going to find ourselves in the biggest mess until we get real. And genuinely real with Almighty Yahweh. It says even our hypocrisy in here. Because when Yahweh speaks to us, it is the condemnation. If your own life condemned you, Yahweh has already condemned you. And it's one thing what the truth does. It is spoken to us. It brings judgment to bring about the liberation of Almighty Yahweh. And when we don't acknowledge the truth and say that I am in that predicament, then we'll never be made free. Because we have this hypocrisy and this false illusion about ourselves, we want to think very highly of ourselves and think that we are portraying something that is pleasing to Yahweh. We are not. We need to get real and honest with Him. He is not playing with this rebellious generation. We're full of hypocrisy. So He speaks to us. He tells us that we need His daughter. We need to be skillful. We need the knowledge of the Most High. We got knowledge of every kind of vile, corrupt thing it is. Everything. We know everything that pertains not unto life, but the things that pertain unto life, we don't know anything about it. We got knowledge of everything that is just fruitless. It doesn't produce any kind of fruit at all. No strength, no character. When it comes to the truth of Yahweh, we will not buy that. His people, they are sottish. They are foolish people. We are wise to do evil, but to do the righteousness of Yahweh, we have no knowledge. We have no skillfulness, no data at all. That is why the Torah brings us knowledge of the Most High. Because we know that He is real. Joshua gave us the Ruach, the Spirit of the Most High, to let us know that He means what He says. And He wants us to do what He commands us to do. What He tells us to do, we must do it wholeheartedly. We must do it. And if we turn away from this truth, if we deny Him, He's going to deny you as well. So we must take heed to what Yahweh commands us. We must do what He commands us. And not only that, we need the knowledge of the Most High. We need the data. And that is His truth. For that truth imparted into a people liberates them from the powers of this world. America and the world as we know it, it is definitely coming down. It's going to fall, whether you believe that or not. Things are not going to continue the way they are. We hear them say that there's no such thing as global warming. I'm telling you, the effects of the greediness of man and what we have contributed to, we're paying for it. We drive automobiles, don't we? So we're paying for that. That's why the weather is the way it is. We're paying for it. We're going to pay for it. Yahweh says in Gileana, He will destroy them. And He's going to destroy everyone. I don't care who it is. Does He rain on the just as well as the unjust? He's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. And we're destroying it. Our greed. I looked at the price of diesel, $3 a gallon now. Some of these oil conglomerates are making more money than they've ever made. I was reading the third quarter report, I think, of Chevron. They made $5.4 billion. And the poor indigenous people, whereby they take the oil from these people, they're in abject poverty. They can't even bathe. They can't even buy a bar of soap. They cannot even buy toilet tissue to cleanse themselves from their waste. They can't even do that. They have not even rags on. And for some reason, this illusion in this country, we think that we are blessed by Yahweh. This is a cursed nation. It is blessed, or it has the illusion of the God of this nation. And Shaitan is the God of this nation, whether you buy it or not. Whether you buy it or not. And yet the whole world suffer in great poverty. I was thinking this shirt I bought the young brothers, the button about to come off now. $9 what I paid for it. I bought some things. But I think that some little woman said they had a sweat factory there in China. That's where they made. And sold this shirt for $3. Believe me, they're selling it at $9, they're still making a profit. Tremendous markup. And there's no telling, because there were so many strings on it, the buttons are falling off the thing. It literally is. But someone was sat at a little bench, nothing comfortable like that. And she sold probably for 16 hours because she must fulfill her quota. That's probably why all these buttons are coming off. Every last one of them. And I don't want to pull them because that one, they're all coming off. But she sat there at some of the sewing machine for probably 16 hours. And some of those factories, they never go home because they cannot. And they sit there for hour after hour in a cramped position, and they work to satisfy a lust of a people that's arrogant and that's haughty in this nation. But I'm telling you that this nation, the price that she's going to pay is not going to be like no other nation above the face of the earth. No one's ever. She's coming down. In my prayer, your kingdom come, Almighty God. Let it come down. You're going to suffer. That's all right. Is it hot? Are we suffering in the hot weather? That's all right. We'll suffer. If I suffer with them, I'll reign. And this is the mindset of this nation. I was reading that, and it's amazing because in America, Walmart, if it's one thing they want to do is keep the unions out of Walmart. And yet in China, in Guangdong, that's the largest city, the city alone, not just in that one city, has about 25 million people. Guangdong. America, Walmart has the only place in the world where they have triple-deck stores is in that city. And so they just formed a union there in that country. They have 126,000 employees in that country. Now, can you imagine what they pay the people in that country? When a doctor in China will probably make $3,000 a year. That's not very much, is it? A doctor in Cuba makes $900 a month. I mean, $900 a year. Makes about $200 a month. That's what they make. It's only the superficial nation here that has given us a false illusion. That's what it's given us. We buy a piece of a trash of a house for $200,000 and it's not worth $50,000 for the inferior trash they put in it. As a matter of fact, they don't even use wood on those houses, do they? They just use styrofoam. They don't build them with wood no more. Am I right, brothers? They just use styrofoam. They don't use wood. Let me put some on the corners. You can see that when you ride through these developments. They don't use wood today. Not at all. They use a very inexpensive labor, a cheap labor from Mexico. Or they're taking all the brick masonry jobs. Why? Because they're willing to work for $7, $8 an hour. They're taking all the carpentry jobs. All of that. And believe me, they're not going to stop them from coming into this country. They're not going to stop them because this is a very lazy generation of people. Let me say this as I close. When I was down with Elder Baker's, he has a son that he restores historical homes. That's all he does. And where Elder Baker lives, six blocks away, you find these multi-half-million-dollar homes. I mean, these are those antebellum homes. I mean, humongous homes. Do you understand? I mean, six, 7 blocks. Elder Baker lives in the ghetto. 6 blocks away. Now, believe me, they're taking all of that now. They're taking all of that. They're taking all of that. Where he lives is like the ghetto. Period. 6, 7 blocks away. I give it 7 blocks. I know it's not that far. 7 blocks away, you come to these homes. I mean, they are huge. Antebellum. I mean, tremendous homes. You're not going to buy them for $100,000, $200,000. You're talking about $1 million homes right there where he lives. And his son says to me, he said, Elder Robert, can I tell you something? He said, I can't even find men to work today. He said, we have 3 women working for us, 2 black and 1 Caucasian. That's what we have working for us. He said, I can go right across town on the west side and all these colored men, they're standing out there with their pants hanging off their buttocks and they will not even work. You see the women going out with babies trying to take care of them. He said, even my nephews are like, I can't even get them to work. He said, but I got my son here. He's my stepson. I told him, when you get old enough, you're going to work as long as you're here. You get old enough, you don't want to do that, you leave. You're leaving my house, period. Now, listen, that's the mindset of this generation. I was listening to PBS. Right there in Salina County in California, they have 150,000 welfare recipients. Do you hear me? They had jobs paying minimum $10 an hour. Now, that was not going to abate their welfare at all. They simply wanted people to come to harvest, to work in the fields. They found 100 out of that 130,000 welfare recipients. All of them were able to work. They put out a plea to the people. We have jobs. We will give you jobs. It will not circumvent your welfare. Just extra money. Who would not want to do that? They had, out of 137,000, listen, they had 500 people to apply. When it came day to work, you know how many they came, had to come to work? 3. 3 people. That's the mindset of this generation. They think it's owed something. But the reality, the way, listen to this, brothers and sisters, as I close. What we have done to satisfy a corrupt, lustful lifestyle here. Do you hear me? as we have caused nations to be robbed, to be pillaged and destroyed, to labor for pennies, that you can continue in your own lust for desire is coming to this nation. And your sons and your daughters, if this thing shall tarry, it shall be brought down to the same. Whether you believe it or not, America is going to be brought down to poverty. And that will be just like in every other country. Two classes of people. The poor and those that possess power. Period. It is coming. Because it is a nation that has rejected any kind of truth, any kind of direction. And that's why when foolish young men and girls, when they reject truth or direction, their lives always come to poverty. I don't care what they do. It's going to happen. And that is the truth. America is going to come down. You better prepare your heart. You better prepare your mind, because she is coming down. There was a brother that wrote me a letter. If you read the letters that he wrote me, what he said, it is literally amazing. And the things that he is saying, because it is the truth. She's coming down. She's going to fall. And she is not getting up. Our economy is superficial. We are so dumb. They don't want us to. You know what they report to us all the time. You can find the Dow Jones, whether it's up or down. You can find the Standards and Poor. We don't even know what that is. I'm not saying that to say that, you know, it's valuable. But we need to understand those little things. The NASDAQ and all of that. And these things they report to us daily, all during the day. There are people that sit there all day and read out the stock tickets. And you see how the market goes. And yet, they will not tell you how the jobs in this nation, in America, in the cities, how that. There are no jobs, brothers and sisters. The large corporations are leaving this country because they find a very sullied people, or people that's full of arrogance and pride. They're leaving the country. GM and Ford, all the big three, they lost billions of dollars. They lost. No money. They're going to break this country because why? That's the standard. Listen, those kind of corporations create other jobs because they can find the same workers in India. They got 1 billion people. And they have 1 billion people in China. They can find the same work, the same people, instead of paying them $50 an hour. They can pay them $1 an hour. There's a man that used to send tithes and offerings here. And this man probably make $40-$50 an hour. Do you hear me? He writes me and says, Pastor Roberts, my fiance says, don't send no more money. I responded to him, that's not going to be a marriage. She's going to tell you not to give the Yahweh. I'm in so much debt, what do I do? How do I do this? Well, what I'm going to do is get another job, and maybe, when he said maybe, I'll give something. We don't need his money. I don't need his tithes and offerings. But this man makes that kind of money. He works for GM. So he's not making $10, $20, $30 an hour. He's making a lot of money. And yet he has nothing but a great bondage. That's the world today. And America is going to suffer that same plight. I'm telling you. The communities are raising these kinds of children that have no understanding of Yahweh at all. No one's ever. I watch Brother Dale's little son all the time. I watch the boy as he goes, as he knows what he's doing. Protection, safety. I watch him say, my, look at that. He walks with his helmet on. He gets up out of the bed now and just walks over to the dining room. He knows where he's at. What a blessing. You call it what you want to. What a blessing. And that is the truth. It's all right by me. Could do it anywhere else. What a blessing. So what you want? But America, she's going to come down. The life in this country, and we're not living, I don't want to live the life like the rich and the famous. I don't want to live like that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to live simple. I want to live simple. I want to live that way. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. May Yahweh strengthen you all tonight. May He cause your heart to rejoice. Sister Tucker, you're all there. We bless you all, wherever you're listening. Brother Nathan, Brother Jerry, whomever. Brother James and Sister Teresa up there, we pray, Yahweh, strengthen you all and help you in this hour. In all things we do, bless you, Almighty Yahweh. We pray for your strength upon the house of Yisrael. Help us all and cause our heart, our lives to be enlightened, that we may walk in your truth. Bless your people, we ask in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh.